Thank you very much indeed. Hello, I'm Alexander Armstrong, and welcome to Pointless, the quiz show where the aim of the game is to score as few points as you can. And to do that, you need to come up with the answers that no one else could think of. Let's meet today's players. Couple number one.
Hi, I'm Michael. This is my son Lee, and we come from Kilmarnock in Ayrshire.
Couple number two.
Hi, I'm James. This is my friend Ralph, and we come from Leicester.
Couple number three.
Hi, I'm Lizzie, and this is my friend Lindsay, and we're students at the University of Manchester.
And finally, couple number four.
Hi, I'm James. This is my fiancée Sarah, and we're from Exeter.
And these, ladies and gentlemen, are today's contestants. Thanks, all of you. We'll find out more about you throughout the show as it goes along. So that just leaves one more person for me to introduce. Smarter than Alec, cleverer than Dick, it's our very own Smart Dick. It's my pointless friend, it's Richard.
Hiya. Hi, everyone. Afternoon to you.
And to you.
How are you?
I really can't complain.
That is good news. That is good news. So we've got two returning pairs. Lizzie and Lindsay did very well last time, didn't they?
They did.
So they're a pair to watch as well. But I think James C and Sarah, he was just James last time, wasn't he?
No, he's got letters after his name.
No, right? He's James C. He's got a little bit above himself, hasn't he? You think? But I think you'd agree you didn't go as far as you might have done last time, so I'd be looking to do a little bit better.
As far as they might have. They went out in round one, Richard.
Yeah, I was trying to be nice about it. The first round today, I know you love words rounds. It's a different sort of words round.
Oh, no, I don't like them anymore now. Not after last time.
Oh, you had a shocker, didn't you?
Befriend gate.
But you've got a chance now to show everyone you're brilliant at words in round one.
Thanks very much indeed, Richard. Now, all our questions on Pointless have been put to 100 people before the show. Our contestants here need to find the obscure answers those 100 people didn't get. Now, of course, everyone's trying to find a pointless answer. This is an answer that none of our 100 people gave, and each time that happens, we will add 250 quid to the jackpot. Now, Sam and Andy won the jackpot last time, so today's jackpot starts off back at £1,000. So, if everyone's ready, let's play Pointless. OK, in this round, I'll take an answer from each of you, but there is to be no conferring. And at the end of the round, the pair with the highest score will be leaving. OK, our first category today is general knowledge. General knowledge. OK, can you all decide in your pairs who's going to go first and who's going to go second? And whoever's going first, please step up to the podium. OK, and the question concerns answers ending in I-O. Answers ending in I-O. Richard.
On each pass, we're going to give you seven clues to answers ending I-O. Can you just give us the answer, please? Give us a nice obscure one. You're going to score fewer points, but an incorrect answer will score you 100 points. It's going to be 14 words ending in I-O to have a go at home. So best of luck.
Thanks very much indeed. OK, so let's reveal our first board of clues. And here they are. We have got surname of the actor who played Jack Dawson in the 1997 film Titanic. The first name of Admiral Nelson, variety of chicory, eaten in salads, American state whose capital is Columbus, surname of the sportsman known as the Yankee Clipper, this great lake shares its name with a Canadian province, and the title of a 1985 UK top 20 single for Phil Collins. I'll read those all one last time. Surname of actor who played Jack Dawson in the 1997 film Titanic. First name of Admiral Nelson, variety of chicory eaten in salads, American state whose capital is Columbus, surname of the sportsman known as the Yankee Clipper. This great lake shares its name with a Canadian province, and it's the title of a 1985 UK top 20 single for Phil Collins. There we are, seven clues to answers ending in I-O. Now then, Michael and Lee, you all drew lots before the show today, and you get to go first. Michael, welcome to the show. You've come from Kilmarnock. What do you do up in Kilmarnock, Michael?
I work as a betting office manager.
How long have you done that for?
Oh, 25 years.
Fun?
Great fun.
Let's have an answer ending in I-O.
I'm going to go for the second one, Horatio.
Horatio, says Michael. Horatio for Lord Nelson. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people said Horatio. It's right. Oh, it's a popular one. 69.
It's a big score. It's tough on that first podium, though. It's, you don't get many kids called Horatio anymore, do you?
When did you last, do you think?
I know someone called Horatia.
I think I've met someone called Horatia as well. I wonder if it's the same person.
Yeah, it might well be.
What's she like, this Horatia?
She's larger than life, I'm going to say.
Yep, I think that might be the same one. Ralph. Ralph. How are you, Ralph?
Very good.
Welcome to Pointless. Great to have you here. What do you do, Ralph?
I'm prison governor by trade.
Do you enjoy that? Is that fun?
I do, yeah. Every day is different. It's very challenging. It's interesting. Yeah, it's really good.
Anyway, well, look, lots of answers here ending in I-O.
There's a couple that I think might be quite low, so I'm going to have a stab at the 1985 Phil Collins. I'm going to go for Sussudio.
Sussudio. OK. Sussudio, says Ralph. Let's see if Sussudio is right. Let's see how many people said it, if it is. It is right. 69, our best score, so 5. We've gone past that. Still going down. Still going down. 12. Very well done, Ralph. 12 for Sussudio.
From the album No Jacket Required, also number one single in the States as well, Sussudio.
OK, now then, Lizzie, welcome back to the show.
Hi.
Now, you are in your last year studying Spanish and Portuguese and Latin American studies. OK. What do you get up to in your spare time, Lizzie?
I'm on a netball team with other friends off my course. Writing my dissertation at the minute.
What's that on?
Dictatorship theory in Guatemala.
that was my...
I did that. very good. Now then, Lizzie. Answers ending in I-O.
Yes. I know a few on there, but I think they'll be high scoring, so I'm going to kind of guess and hope this is how it's spelt, and say for the Great Lake, Ontario.
Ontario. Do you want to spell it?
O-N-T-A-R-I-O.
No, I think you spelled it right. Ontario, I think is how I would say it. But, you spelled it right. Ontario, says Lizzie. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many of our 100 said Ontario. It's absolutely right. 12, our low score so far. Down it goes, 22. Very well done, Lizzie. Good answer, good score.
Yeah, very good start, the pronunciation. Yeah, but, you know, Spanish, very much your first language, isn't it?
So, student.
Yeah.
The spelling was good, and that was all that really mattered. Now, Sarah, hi. Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Remind us what you do, Sarah.
I'm a personal assistant at the University of Exeter.
And what do you get up to in your spare time? What are your hobbies?
Don't have much of it at the moment, because I'm planning my wedding, which is next month.
Of course.
But aside from that, I like to read and write. I'm trying to write a book at the moment.
Oh, wow, good luck with that.
Thanks.
OK, now, this is your board. You can talk us through the whole lot, if you can.
I think the actor who played Jack Dawson was Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm going to say the American state, whose capital is Columbus, and I think that's Ohio.
You're going to go for Ohio. OK, let's see if Ohio's right, and if it is, let's see how many people said Ohio. It is right. Well done. Well, that's a high score, 68. Ohio.
That's a very high score, isn't it? And I think in your situation, I would have done exactly what you did there if you'd known Leonardo DiCaprio as well, because it's right. But actually, it would have been a far smaller score. Would have scored 36 points. The variety of chicory, do you know that
one? I would go for radicchio.
You'd be right, absolutely. Would have scored you 8 points. And the surname of the sportsman known as the Yankee Clipper?
No idea.
Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That would have scored you 1 point. Best answer, aren't there?
There we are. Well, we're halfway through the round. Let's take a look at those scores. 12, the best score of that pass. Well done, Ralph. Ralph and James looking pretty good on the back of it. 22, our second lowest score. Lizzie and Lindsay looking good on the back of that. Then up to 68, where we find Sarah and James C. And then up to 69, where we find Michael and Liz. Nice bit of company at the top there. Only a point between you. So, yes, James C. and Lee. It's a fight to the death on this next pass. Best of luck with that. OK, we're going to come back down the line now. Can the second players please take their places at the podium? OK, let's put 7 more clues on the board, and here they come. We have got the abbreviated name of the disease for which Jonas Salk developed a vaccine, one of the 9 muses of Greek mythology. He says a plague on both your houses in Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, first name of Enrique Iglesias' father, Baroque painter who fled Rome after he killed a man in 1606, had a 1995 UK number one single with Gangster's Paradise, and an ascending and descending figuration used in practicing the piano. I'll read those all one last time. Abbreviated name of the disease for which Jonas Salk developed a vaccine, one of the 9 muses of Greek mythology. He says a plague on both your houses in Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, first name of Enrique Iglesias' father, Baroque painter who fled Rome after he killed a man in 1606, had a 1995 UK number one single with Gangster's Paradise and an ascending and descending figuration used in practicing the piano. OK, there we are. Seven more clues to answers ending in I-O. Now then, James C., you're going to try and find the one you think the fewest of our 100 people knew. You're on 68. You're only 1 point behind the high scorer, so it needs to be a nice low score. James, remind us what you do.
I'm a finance manager for an airline based in Exeter.
Very good. And obviously you are getting married in a month's time.
We are, yeah. The plan's gone really well, and it's the tough time now for me as an accountant because I have to sign the cheques.
Very good. Now then, James, you're the first person to have this board.
I am.
Choose carefully.
I'm going to go fairly safe for me. I'm going to go for the 1995 UK number one single by Coolio.
Coolio, says James. Coolio. You are on 68, as I say. The high score is on 69. You want to be scoring nothing with Coolio to avoid becoming the new high scorers. And your red line, you don't have to take my word for it, it's just that it's there. It is there. It's only visible to dogs. OK, Coolio, is it right? How many people said it, if it is? ...36, not bad. Takes your total up to 104.
It's going to be a very tense rest of pass for you now, because it's beatable, that score, isn't it? But it's a tricky one. Yeah, far and away his biggest hit, Gangster's Paradise.
Now then, Lindsay.
Hello.
Lindsay, welcome back.
Thank you.
What do you get up to in your spare time, Lindsay?
I like to watch rugby league matches. My dad's been taking me to rugby league matches since I was really young. So I go back over to Sheffield sometimes to watch our home team play.
Excellent. Now, what do you make of this board?
I'm going to go with the Spanish link, basically. I'm going to say the name of Enrique Iglesias' father is Julio or Julio. Julio.
No, you'll take the first one. So we've had Coolio, now Julio. OK, here is your red line. You want to be scoring 81 or less. It's going to be nice and high. Look at that. Let's hope Julio... Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
No, I'm quite...
Really good.
Julio.
Julio, very good.
Let's hope Julio gets you below that red line. What's red line in Spanish?
Línea roja.
Línea roja. Let's hope Julio gets you below the línea roja. There. Let's see. Is it right? How many people said it? It's right, and you are through to the next round. Very well done, Lindsay. 64. 86 is your total.
Good answer, but big score, isn't it?
It is.
If Enrique Iglesias has a child, he should call it Coolio.
He should. Yeah. Excellent. Now then, James D. James D. Jimmy D. Welcome to the show. What do you do, James?
I'm a safeguarding and education trainer with schools specialising in e-safety.
Wow. That's making sure children are fine?
Making sure children are safe, but also making sure a lot of adults aren't being kind of silly with their Facebook and their Twitter and that kind of thing.
Very helpful. I know a few people who could get some advice from you. Now then, James D., what do we think of this board?
I've got two that I think I'm pretty sure of, and I'm going to go with the one that I'm slightly more sure of, and that is the Baroque painter who I think is Caravaggio.
Say his name one more time.
Caravaggio.
James, can you spell that? I'm really sorry to ask you to do this, but can you spell that for us?
C-A-R-L-V-A-G-I-O.
OK. C-A-R-L-V-A-G-I-O. OK, let's see if that's right. If it is, let's see how many of our 100 people said it. Carl Vaggio. Oh, bad luck. I'm really sorry, James. It all will be explained at the end of the round, but I'm afraid that's an incorrect answer. Scores you the maximum of 100 points. I'm really sorry. 112, your total.
Yes, sorry, James. I'll fill in the board at the end of the pass.
OK, now then, Lee. Lee. What do you do, Lee?
Hey, I'm a law student at the University of Strathclyde in Glasgow.
What kind of law do you think you're going to end up in?
I'm thinking public law. I like public law.
So you'd be a barrister?
I'd really like to be an advocate.
Very good. An advocate, of course.
Yeah, that's a Scottish version.
Yeah, the Scottish version, absolutely. Now then, you're the last person to have this board. Why not take us through it?
I'm not so sure I can do that. I studied Romeo and Juliet at school, so it's really annoying me that I can't get that answer. I think I'm going to have to go with the abbreviated name of the disease, which is polio.
Polio. Well, the high scorers at the moment are James D and Ralph on 112. You're on 69, which means 42 or less sees you into the next round. There's your red line. Let's see if Polio's right. Let's see how many people said it, if it is. It's absolutely right. Very well done, Lee. It's got you through. Oh, just look at that, 40. Needed 42, got 40. Well done. Takes your total up to 109. Ooh, that's close.
Yeah, very close, but very well played. Now, your English teacher will be screaming at you for not getting Mercutio. Mercutio, who said a plague on both your houses. 10 points that would have scored. Now, the Baroque painter, we couldn't give it to you, is Caravaggio. Caravaggio, not an L to be seen in there. 6 points that would have scored you would have been a terrific answer. You're very close. One of the nine muses of Greek mythology is Clio. Would have scored you 1 point. And the ascending and descending figuration, do you know that one?
Arpeggio.
Arpeggio, absolutely right, would have scored 8. So Clio, the best answer on that board.
Thanks very much indeed. So at the end of our first round, the pair will be heading home with their high score of 112. I'm afraid it's James D and Ralph. I'm so sorry. Oh, you were close. You were close. Conversationally, you get away with that, but we have to be quite particular on this for obvious reasons. Anyway, it's been lovely having you on the show, albeit a brief appearance, but we'll see you again next time and look forward to that. Thanks very much indeed, James and Ralph. But for the remaining three pairs, it's now time for round two. Now, obviously, there's only room for two pairs in our head-to-head round, so one of the pairs in front of me now will be leaving us at the end of this round. Now, our category for round two today is movies. Movies. Can you all decide in your pairs who's going to go first, who's going to go second? And whoever's going first, please step up to the podium. OK, and the question concerns actors and their best and worst performances. Actors and their best and worst performances, Richard.
Yeah, it's a fun question, this one. In a moment, Zander's going to share you a list of six actors and actresses. We are looking for any film in which they were nominated for acting in for an Oscar or for a Razzie, which are the Golden Raspberry Awards for the worst films of the year. So any film that any of these six were nominated for an Oscar or a Razzie for acting. Very, very best of luck.
OK, so as Richard just mentioned, we're going to put six actors and actresses on the board, and here they are. We have got Brad Pitt, George Clooney, John Travolta, Julia Roberts, Nicole Kidman, Sharon Stone. I'll read those all one last time. Brad Pitt, George Clooney, John Travolta, Julia Roberts, Nicole Kidman, and Sharon Stone. You have to name any film for which they've been nominated either for an Oscar or for a Razzie. So there we are. Lee.
I think I'll try Brad Pitt, The Assassination of Jesse James.
The Assassination of Jesse James for Brad Pitt. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people said it. The Assassination of Jesse James. No, bad luck, Lee. Bit of a guess, but an expensive one. That's cost you 100 points, I'm afraid. An incorrect answer, Richard.
Yeah, so he was in it and he did play Jesse James, but wasn't nominated for an Oscar or a Golden Raspberry, I'm afraid.
Lindsay.
I think I'm going to take a bit of a gamble and say Nicole Kidman for Stepford Wives.
Stepford Wives, Nicole Kidman. Stepford Wives. Let's see if Stepford Wives is right. And if it is, how many people said it? Another incorrect answer, I'm afraid, Lindsay. Another 100 points. This is going very well.
Really well, isn't it?
No, yeah.
So I'm genuinely glad I did this round. Yeah, again, she was in Stepford Wives and absolutely could have been nominated for it, but wasn't, I'm afraid.
Sarah.
I'm going to play it safe and I'm going to go for Julia Roberts, Erin Brockovich.
Erin Brockovich. Let's see if Erin Brockovich is right. Let's see how many people said that. It's right. Oh, and down it goes, stretching your lead. 17, Sarah. Very well done indeed.
Yes, nominated for an Oscar in 2001 and indeed won that Oscar as well.
Well, we're halfway through the round. Let's take a look at the scores as they stand. Well, both scores between three teams. Sarah and James, lovely low score of 17. And I'm afraid Lindsay and Lizzie and Lee and Michael both on 100. So, yes, it's between Lizzie and Michael in the next pass. Best of luck. We're going to come back down the line now. Can the second players please take their places at the podium? Okay, so we are looking for any film for which any of these actors or actresses were nominated for an Oscar or a Razzie. James C.
Really struggling. I'm gonna just try and play fairly safe. I think John Travolta was in Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever, you are going to say. Look, there is your red line, right up there. If you can get below that with Saturday Night Fever, you are definitely in the head-to-head. Let's see if that's right, Saturday Night Fever. Let's see how many people said it. It is right. You are in the head-to-head. Well done, James. Still going down. 17. You match Sarah's score. Look at that. 34, your total.
Nominated for Best Actor in 1978.
Now then, Lizzie.
I'm going to say Brad Pitt for Moneyball.
Moneyball.
Yeah.
Moneyball. OK, there is no red line for you as you are joint high scorers. But let's see, Moneyball. Is it right? How many people said it, if it is? It's right. Very well done, Lizzie. 17, our lowest score so far. Ooh, you passed that. Look at that, 3. Very well done indeed, Lizzie. Fabulous answer. Fabulous film. 103, your total.
Every time it looks like the wheels are going to come off for Lizzie and Lindsay, they pull something out of the bag, don't they? It's very impressive. Yeah, he was nominated. He lost out to Jean Dujardin in The Artist, but nominated for Best Actor at the Oscars.
Now then, Michael, this is quite a tense finish. Only one score will see you through, and that's two or less.
Like Lee, I can't really think of a bad film. So try John Travolta in Michael.
Good choice. John Travolta, Michael, you're going to say. OK, here comes your red line. It's very low. Let's see, though. Michael, is that a correct answer? And if it is, how many people said it? Oh, bad luck, Michael. Michael was an incorrect answer. I'm afraid that scores you 100 points and takes your total up to 200. Sorry about that. Richard.
Pretty good guess, though. He is in it, and it's not brilliant, but not nominated for an Oscar or a Razzie, I'm afraid. Let's take a look at some of the pointless answers up here. See if you've got some of these at home. Batman and Robin. George Clooney nominated for a Razzie for his role in that. Sharon Stone nominated for a Razzie in Catwoman. Hook. Julia Roberts nominated for a Razzie. Swordfish. John Travolta nomination for a Razzie. The Specialist. Sharon Stone. Razzie again. And George Clooney, another Oscar nomination, up in the air. Very well done if you said any of those at home. Quite a tough round in the end, wasn't it? You have to really focus on one or the other category, don't you?
Yeah. Thank you very much indeed, Richard. So, at the end of that round, I'm afraid it's Michael and Lee who leave us with a high score of 200. If you're going to go out, go on, go out in a 200, for heaven's sake. Great to have you on the show, Michael and Lee. We'll look forward to seeing you next time. But thanks so much for playing.
You.
Michael and Lee. But for the remaining two pairs, it's now time for our head-to-head. Congratulations, James and Sarah, Lizzie and Lindsay. You are one step closer to the final and a chance to play for our jackpot, which currently stands at £1,000. So, to decide who is going to play for that jackpot, you are now going to go head-to-head. This time, you are allowed to confer. But the first pair to win two questions will go straight through to that final and play for that money. Very, very best of luck to both pairs. Let's play the head-to-head. OK, here comes your first question, and it concerns birds of two words. Birds of two words.
Yeah, we're going to show you five images now of British birds that are known by two words on the RSPB website. We're going to give you the second word. We need you to tell us the first, please, and give us the most obscure answer.
Thanks very much indeed. OK, so let's reveal our five birds of two words, and here they are. Blank thrush. Blank duck. Blank bunting. Blank wagtail. And finally, blank dove. There we are. Five birds of two words. James and Sarah, you've played best, as I say, throughout the show so far, so you get to go first.
We're not going to lie. We haven't got a clue.
not our strong subject.
We're going to purely go on colour and say grey wagtail.
Okay, Grey Wagtail, say James and Sarah, Lizzie and Lindsay.
We're going to have to just completely guess and hope that they're wrong and say Blue Wagtail, because it could look a little bit blue, even though it's definitely grey.
Okay.
I have no idea.
So we have a grey wagtail, we have a blue wagtail. Let's see if either of those are right. James and Sarah went for grey. Let's see if it's right. No. Now, Lizzie and Lindsay, all you have to be at this stage is right. But are you? No. After one question, you're level. It's nil all. Very exciting.
There's some big scorers as well here. Quite often when people do badly on obvious rounds, we get lots of complaints and stuff like that. I suspect after doing badly on a bird round, we are going to get a lot of tweets, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Thank you. Let's go through them all.
I reckon I think I can do one, all bar one.
OK, well, let's restart with the wagtail. It is the...
It's a pied.
The pied wagtail, absolutely right. And that would have scored you 47 points. So it's not 47 people out of every 100 know that. Let's take a look at the rest now. A
is a song thrush.
It's a song thrush, and even more people know that one. That's 50 people knew that one. B,
it's an eider duck.
It is not an eider duck.
Oh, right.
Doesn't fit the.
It doesn't.
It's a tufted duck.
Look, hence the tuft.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
And the duck. 7 points that would have scored you. And the bunting.
No idea of that one.
Oh, sorry, Christmassy.
What, Noel Bunting? I think he was at school with me.
It's a snow bunting.
So, right, there you go.
Would have scored you 12 points. And the last one...
I think that's a collared dove.
It is a collared dove, yeah, absolutely right, and would have scored 23 points. There's the collar, look.
There we go. Should we just forget that round ever happened?
Yeah, that'd be good.
So here comes your second question, and it concerns Ryder Cup captains. Ryder Cup captains, Richard.
Just look and see any panic on anyone's faces there. Otherwise, we could be here all night, couldn't we?
Yeah.
We're going to show you the names of five European Ryder Cup captains now in anagram form. Can you unscramble them and give us the most obscure, please?
Okay. Let's reveal our Ryder Cup captains, and here they come. We have got Her Angler Brand, Falcon Kid, No Toy Trench, Minus Cement Igloo, and Beaver Sells Toes. I'll read those all one last time. Her Angler Brand, Falcon Kid, No Toy Trench, Minus Cement Igloo, and Beaver Sells Toes. Now, this time, Lizzie and Lindsay, you go first.
We only have the second one, Nick Faldo.
Nick Faldo, you're going to say for Falcon Kid, Nick Faldo. James and Sarah.
We think we know a couple. We think the top one might be Bernard Langer, and we think the bottom one is Seve Ballesteros.
I think the second one up from the bottom is another Spaniard, but I can't remember his name. I think we'll go for Bernard Langer.
Bernard Langer. So we have Nick Faldo and we have Bernard Langer. Lizzie and Lindsay went with Nick Faldo. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said it. It is right. How far down it's going to go, we will find out. 32. Not bad. Not bad for Nick Faldo. James and Sarah have gone for Bernard Langer. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people said that. It's right. Is that going to beat 35? Yes, it is. Oh, very well done. 7. Great answer, great score, very well done. After two questions, James and Sarah, you are up 1-0. Richard.
Yeah, well played. Yeah, Bernard Langer is the top one, although I thought it was, I was looking down the sort of Bernard Gallagher, because it almost is as well. I wonder if anyone else made that mistake at home. Let's look at the others now. Minor Cement Igloo. He's not Spanish, he's Scottish. It's Colin Montgomery. Would have scored you 10. Seve Ballesteros at the bottom. Would have scored 22. You have to go back to 1953 for No Toy Trench. Very, very well done. And 1 point to anyone who said Henry Cotton. Terrific answer. Henry Cotton.
Thanks very much indeed, Richard. So here comes your third question. Now then, Lizzie and Lindsay, you have to win this one to stay in the game. So it concerns Macbeth. Macbeth, Richard.
I'm going to give you 5 clues now to facts about the play Macbeth. Can you pick the most obscure answer?
OK, let's reveal our 5 facts. Here they come. Character who says, out, damned spot. The eye of this animal is used in the witch's spell. The number of witches who accost Macbeth. The character who kills Macbeth. And the title of Kurosawa's 1957 film adaptation of the play. I'll read those all one last time. Character who says, out, damned spot. The eye of this animal is used in the witch's spell. The number of witches who accost Macbeth. The character who kills Macbeth. And the title of Kurosawa's 1957 film adaptation of the play. There we are. Five clues to five facts about Macbeth. OK, James and Sarah.
We're going to go for the eye of Newt.
Eye of Newt. Eye of Newt, say James and Sarah. Lizzie and Lindsay. Can you talk us through the board?
We think three witches.
Our damn smart is Lady Macbeth. Can't remember the character who kills Macbeth. I've studied it loads and I really can't remember who kills him. Is his friend?
Macduff.
Oh, yeah.
Is it him?
I think it's Macduff. Do we want to risk it, though? Okay, yeah, we'll go for character who says out, damned spot, and say Lady Macbeth.
Lady Macbeth, you're going to say. Lady Macbeth who says out, damned spot. Okay, so we have Eye of Newt from James and Sarah. Let's see if that's right, and if it is, let's see how many people said it. Eye of Newt. It's right. Forty-two, Eye of Newt. Now then, Lizzie and Lindsay, you've said Lady Macbeth is the character who says out, damned spot. Let's see if that's right. It has to be a lower score than 42 for you to stay in the game. Good luck. It's right. You've done it. 22. 22 plays 42. So once again, you are level. After three questions, it's one all, Richard.
And once again, Lizzie and Lindsay dig themselves out of trouble. Very well done. You were right about the character who kills Macbeth as well. Would have been an even better answer. Macduff would have scored you 11 points. Absolutely right to avoid the number of witches, though. It was three, but was a big scorer. 73 points for that. And Kurosawa's 1957 film was Throne of Blood. And that's the best answer up there. 3 points. So well done if you said that at home.
Thanks very much, Richard. So here comes your fourth question, and it concerns 19th century prime ministers. 19th century prime ministers, Richard.
It's been a war of attrition, this head to head, doesn't it? Yeah, we're going to show you the names of five 19th century prime ministers now, but with alternate letters removed. Can you fill them in and give us the most obscure? There's no sirs or lords in any of these names, just the names of the men themselves.
Okay, thanks very much. Let's reveal our 19th century prime ministers, and here they come. We have got R blank, B blank, R blank, P blank, E blank, S blank, E blank, C blank, R, P blank, R blank, E blank, A blank, J blank, H blank, R blank, S blank, E blank, L, W blank, L blank, I blank, M, G blank, A blank, S blank, O blank, E, and B blank, N blank, A blank, I blank, D blank, S blank, A blank, L blank. Oh, phew. I'm going to read them all again without the blanks. R B R P E. S-E-C-R-P-R-E-A, J-H-R-S-E-L, W-L-I-M, G-A-S-O-E, B-N-A-I, D-S-A-L. There we are. Now then, this is the decider. Whoever wins this goes through to the final. Lizzie and Lindsay, you go first.
You pick. Go for Robert Peel.
Okay. We're going to go with the top one, Robert Peel.
Robert Peel. OK, Robert Peel, say Lizzie and Lindsay. James and Sarah.
Right, we think that the bottom one is Benjamin Disraeli. We think the next one up is William Gladstone. The middle one might be John Russell. Yeah, Benjamin Disraeli.
You're going to go for Benjamin Disraeli. OK, so we have Robert Peel and we have Benjamin Disraeli. Let's take them in the order they were given. Lizzie and Lindsay have said Robert Peel. Let's see if that's right. If it is, let's see how many people said Robert Peel. It's right. 45. James and Sarah have said Benjamin Disraeli. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said that. This will decide who goes through to the final. 34, Benjamin Disraeli. James and Sarah, well done. After four questions, you are through to the final 2-1.
Terrific stuff, James and Sarah. Well done. I think you were going to go for Disraeli, weren't you? We're trying to work out which is which. I think you knew Gladstone as well. That also would have been a better score. Would have scored you 39. Wouldn't have beaten Disraeli, though. John Russell, absolutely right. Would have scored 30 points. Now, the other one is, this is one of those ones for any pub quiz anywhere in the country. You need to know this guy's name. So he's the only British Prime Minister ever to have been assassinated. And that question will come up all the time. He was?
Spencer Percival.
Spencer Percival, absolutely right. And would have scored 4 points. So a terrific answer.
OK, so our losing pair at the end of the head-to-head, I'm afraid to say it's Lizzie and Lindsay. You've got yourself out of all kinds of scrapes in the past, but I'm afraid this one you... Oh, you nearly did. Anyway, it's a real shame to be saying goodbye to you because you've been playing so well this game and the game before, two head-to-heads. Wonderful contestants. I'm sorry we have to say goodbye, but thank you so much for playing. Lizzie and Lindsay. But for James and Sarah, it's now time for our pointless final. Congratulations, James and Sarah. You've beaten all the competition and you've won our coveted pointless trophy, so very well done. You now have a chance to win our pointless jackpot, and at the end of today's show, the jackpot stands at £100,000. Now, to win that money, all you have to do is find one pointless answer. First, though, you have to choose a category, and you have five options to choose from, and here they are. You have got international borders, royal families, space travel, test cricket, rappers.
Part of me wants to go for rappers, but I'm going to avoid that because I think...
You've already ridden your Coolio luck.
Exactly. Yeah. As a team, I think we'd be better as attacking test cricket. Yeah.
OK, test cricket it's going to be. OK, best of luck. Here comes your question. We gave 100 people 100 seconds to name as many West Indies cricket captains as they could. Richard.
We are looking for any player who's captained the West Indies cricket team for at least one full test at any time between 1960 and September 2012, please. So any West Indian who's captained his test team between 1960 and September 2012. Very, very best of luck.
OK, you now have up to 1 minute to come up with three answers, and all you need to win that £1,000 is for just one of those answers to be pointless. Are you ready?
Yeah.
OK, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. There they are. Your time starts now.
I know one, Curtly Ambrose. That's all I know.
Curtly Ambrose, Chris Gayle, Chanderpaul, Darren Sammy, Viv Richards.
Oh, I know him, but I couldn't remember him.
Malcolm Marshall.
Yours,
we'll go for Curtly Ambrose.
Yeah, okay.
We'll go for
Sammy. Who is that Sammy guy?
Darren Sammy.
Oh, Darren Sammy. Okay, never heard of him. That'll be good.
And we'll go for. Actually, did Bravo? Has Bravo done it? Darren Bravo? Is it Danny? No. Something Bravo, maybe. Darren Bravo?
I don't know. Who are the other ones you
said? Right, so Curtly Ambrose. Definite.
Yeah.
We'll go for.
Darren Sammy, yeah.
And we'll go for Chris Gayle.
Okay.
I think Chris Gayle will be pointless.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like you've reached your decision.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. Right. Even before the clock has finished, look at that. Let's see it go out. There we are. Brilliant. Your time is now up. We were looking for West Indies cricket captains. I now need your three answers.
Not the best round for me, but I only know Curtly Ambrose.
Curtly Ambrose.
We're going to go for Darren Sammy.
Darren Sammy.
And we're going to go for
Chris Gayle.
Of those three, which is your best shot at a pointless answer?
I think Darren Sammy.
Darren Sammy. We'll put Darren
that's
Sammy
right.
in
that's
last.
Right, yeah.
That's right. Okay, and your least likely?
I would say Chris Gayle.
Okay, yeah. Chris Gayle we'll put first. Okay, let's put those up on the board in that order, and here they are. We have got Chris Gayle, Curtly Ambrose, and Darren Sammy. So we were looking for West Indies cricket captains. Your first answer was Chris Gayle. Now, you thought this was your least likely to be pointless. Remember, only one of these answers has to be pointless for you to win that jackpot of £1,000. So let's find out. Chris Gayle, is it right? How many people said it? It's absolutely right. Question is, how far down the column is this going to go? Down it goes, into the 30s, into 20s. If this goes all the way down to zero, you leave here right now with £1,000. Eight. That's not bad for a first answer.
We'll take that.
Yeah, we'll take that for Chris Gayle. Yeah. Unfortunately, not a pointless answer. It's you only have two more shots at today's jackpot. So £1,000, obviously, it's not a record-breaking jackpot, but still, it's very nice. Very nice very sum nice. To be taking away in your back pocket. James, what would be the first thing you'd be spending that on?
Probably be something towards the wedding.
Is the right
maybe,
answer. Well done.
Yeah. Drinks for you and Richard when you're there.
Yeah, oh, it took him a while, though, Sarah. I was counting about 5 seconds. Well, very best of luck. OK, we are looking for West Indies cricket captains. Let's hope nobody said your next answer, Kirtley Ambrose. So, let's see how many people said Kirtley Ambrose. Is it pointless? No, an incorrect answer. Not a test captain.
Not a test captain.
Only one more chance to win today's jackpot. Everything is now riding on your final answer. We were looking for West Indies cricket captains. Your third and final answer was Darren Sammy. So to win that jackpot, it has to be pointless. So for £1,000, how many people said Darren Sammy? It's right. Your first answer, Chris Gayle, took us down to 8. Your second answer, Kirtley Ambrose, was incorrect. But here is your third and final answer, the one you had the most faith in, taking us to, oh no, 6! Oh, bad luck. Two very good answers there, two lovely low scores, but unfortunately you didn't manage to find that all-important pointless answer, so I'm afraid you don't win today's jackpot of £1,000. That will roll over onto the next show, but we have really loved having you on the show. Thank you both so much. And you do, of course, get to take home the pointless trophy each, so very well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, three good answers there, two recent captains. Of course, Kirtley Ambrose, one of the best bowlers in West Indian Test history, but never a captain, I'm afraid. I'll give you some of the low scorers in case some people got it at home. One of Kirtley Ambrose's partners in crime, Courtney Walsh, he would have scored you 2 points, as would Jimmy Adams. Alvin Kalacharan would have scored you 2 points. Shivnarine Chanderpaul would have scored 2. Now, at one point, you talked about someone Bravo.
Dwayne.
Dwayne Bravo. It comes to you after the 60 seconds. Would have just won you £1,000. He is a pointless answer. Let's take a look at all the pointless answers. Carl Hooper, the off-spinner and batsman. Darren Ganger in 2007 was briefly captain. There's Dwayne Bravo in 2008. He captained the team. Jerry Alexander was captain in the 50s. There's Ramnaresh Sarwan, also another recent captain. Ridley Jacobs was captain on a Bangladeshi tour in 2002. And Rohan Kanai in the early 70s was a pointless answer. That's all the pointless answers there. Very well done if you said any of those. And tough luck with Dwayne Bravo.
Well, unfortunately, we have to say goodbye to James and Sarah, but it's been great having you on the show. Thank you both so much for playing.
Thank
brilliant.
You.
James and Sarah. Well, James and Sarah didn't win our jackpot today, so it rolls over onto the next show when we will be playing for £2,000. Join us then to see if someone can win it. Meanwhile, it's goodbye from Richard.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me. Goodbye.